Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. I am the host of The Common Sense Show, and that's the show you're listening to, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, but we need your help. Hey, one at a time is no longer enough. We got a war on our hands, and we're gaining momentum, as you know, and we need you to share these broadcasts. They're digital broadcasts. They're easy to retrieve. They're easy to send out. I'm just going to ask you to please help do your part, and let's get the word out. And don't just do it with my show. You know, Brower's got a great show, Ted Brower, Dr. Ted Brower. Doug Hagman's got a great show. Mike Adams has a great show. I mean, you need to just take all of us and please circulate. But anyway, welcome across all our networks, Global Star, Red State Talk Radio and its affiliates, and KYAH. We are really, really glad to be with you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. And the sun shone a little brighter this morning, but I've got Doug Thornton, and it's the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and we're going to talk about the anatomy of this election, and we're going to talk about other things related to America, because if you think the Democrats are going to sit still, Now, on the TV side, we're going to have a follow-up broadcast where we're going to actually go into what happened in Portland, and extrapolate that out to today. We're not going to cover that in this broadcast, but we are going to probably cross over into false flags. Doug, I'm glad you're with us. New Jersey has been stolen by the Democrats. The voting stopped, I found out, for about 40 minutes, and when it started up again, the Democrat had seized the lead after being behind by a percent. And McAuliffe is not... He's refusing to concede. He's hoping to pull the cheating rabbit out of the hat. So, but I do think Virginia's secure. I think it's in our hands. And I'll just kind of set this up here for you as a preliminary part. The Lieutenant General of Virginia, in this racist return to Jim Crow election that produced Youngkin, she is a Republican, and she beat the Democrat. And in this wildly white supremacist race, this election, won by the white supremacists, this black lady, who was an immigrant at the age of 6 years old from Jamaica, is the lieutenant general. Can you flipping believe this? Doug, can you believe the explanations that are at hand here for how they lost the election? It's white supremacy, return to Jim Crow, and it's a multiracial front in terms of Virginia.
Well, you know, the Democrats will always try to blame Trump right now, and the easiest dog whistle, quote unquote, that they love to use is the racist card.
Dog whistle. Thank you, Fauci.
Yeah, I think it's funny that the race card is the only thing that they have. You know, the only thing the Democrats have is the methodology to insert divisive language, divisive thoughts and ideas, and then propagate trouble among the people of America. That's the only thing they have. And they try to then lure in the most sympathetic or the most ignorant of the masses to their side, even though openly they admit that they are the worst choice. There's nothing that the Democrats can give you that will actually help with your life, that will help sustain your life and your family, your income, or your future for your children. They're not into that. They want to destroy everything, especially if it has anything to do with America. They want to destroy it. McAuliffe has turned into the Stacey Abrams of 2021.
He's just as stupid. You're right about that.
Well, you know, that's every single Democrat thus far. You know, this isn't the 60s and 70s Democrats anymore.
No, no.
That time is gone, and now we have a future that's filled full of radicals. It needs to be, you know, I say that it needs to be spoken of more, but honestly, we speak enough about how radical the left is. When are we going to act upon it? Why is it still that Congress does not do anything, though the most radical things are being pushed and approved in Congress and by the Senate, and it's coming down from the executive branch? It's changed the judicial branch completely. And, you know, it's affected our military significantly, and the education of our children, the future of America, it's grossly impacted. And look at these little degenerates running around, don't know what bathroom to use. You know, I identify as a unicorn today. You know, awesome kid.
Great. Hey, I was drinking coffee. Don't do that to me again. Almost came through my nose. A unicorn. I love that. Is that a new gender preference?
Well, you know, I'm unfortunately went through McDonald's not too long ago, right? And a very large man with a beard and pink eyelashes, the eyeliner with the name of April, gave me all my food, and I just went, well, that was educational, thank you, and I drove off. And I went, man, that guy could be playing for the NFL somewhere. He must have been 6'5", at least over 300 pounds. Like, what just happened to you? How do you think you identify at all as a female when you have to duck your head to go through a door and turn sideways? But I digress. You know, what we saw happen in the entire Youngkin campaign was common sense, empathetic, intelligent campaigning. It was led by a Christian. Hey, go figure. You know, it was led by a person with Christian values, with patriotic values. And how dare the Democrats take away the voice of Americans? You know, the fact that the Democrats say that blacks, Latinos, Hispanics, and Asian Americans, people of all race, all color, all gender, that their voice does not matter because they didn't vote the way the Hitler Youth wanted them to vote. Well, screw those people. You know, I think we're seeing and we've spoken about this before, I think we're seeing a resistance to tyranny that's going to be led by America, but it's going to be a global impact. I think America is going to reteach the world how to fight tyranny again. And, you know, honestly, that sounds like the beginning of a world war, doesn't it? And you have to understand that when you look back at history with world wars, there's always a defining point in time within politics and within an economic growth or an economic depression of a country that sporadically has to go to war to save face. Or to regain economic value and military prowess. But when you have a nation now that is so divisive, and you have basically made one side of the country anathema to the other, what you then get is two countries. And effectively, we're living in two countries right now. And it sounds ridiculous, but if your neighbor across the street from you is a hardcore leftist and you're a conservative, you might as well have the Berlin Wall right in between, you know, your house and theirs, because that's the way they look upon it, right? So these are the same people who look at you, who they think they're better than you, they think they're smarter than you with their cool pink hair and, you know, 50 piercings on their face. They think they know everything, and these hardcore old school Democrats and leftists who love socialism, they love Mao, they love Stalin. Apparently, they approach Hitlerian education quite a bit, and they don't want you to speak out. They want to intimidate you, they want to bully you, they want to demonetize you, they want to demean you, and then they want to degrade you, and they want to get you off of the street, they want to get you off of media, they want to get you out of your workplace, make you move your kids so they can control their own little avenue, their own little area of operations. Well, that's great, but look what just happened in Virginia. Even with the biggest cities and the biggest counties, they couldn't come up with enough votes. And Youngkin won. It wasn't a landslide, okay? But in my mind...
No, I think it was a landslide. I think massive cheating with the ballots.
Yeah, and in my mind, that was a grand slam. Because, like what you said before, you pissed off the parents. The parents came out and voted. You know, these people honestly think that politics means more than education to their children. that's the madness that we're dealing with right now. It's not that it doesn't make sense. It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense if you want to live in a tyrannical world where you can oppress one group or the other, effectively sending another group eventually into slavery of a form. And your whole goal is to downgrade one section of society and turn them into serfdom, then the Democrats are on the right path, if that's what they want to do. Unfortunately for the Democrats, our dear friends, let me, I want to go off on a tangent for a second. You know something that really pisses me off? It's how crazy the Democrats are and how stupid the Republicans think we are when they say, my colleague from across the aisle, or my dear friend, the Democratic whatever, whatever. When you say you're a conservative and they say they love Mao, that should not be your friend. And I don't know. I need to clarify that. That's the way politics are right now. Politics is smoke and mirrors. We're not getting anything done because we have the wrong people in office. By that, I say 95% are the wrong people in office. Once again, the voice of the people, of we the people, it has not been heard. So we have to forcefully interject ourselves into the stadiums. We have to forcefully interject ourselves into the town square, push the Democrats off the soapbox and say, hey, listen, everybody. I am an American. This is our foundation. This is our principles. What the hell are we doing listening to these people anymore? And Americans are waking up to it. People love what Trump stood for. Like the man, don't like the man. What he stood for and his ability to unite America, I believe, is stronger than what we saw with the unification of America with 9/11. Because we came together during wartime, quote-unquote wartime, for 9/11. It's wartime again, but now it's a civil war within this country. And that civil war, like all civil wars, starts with politics. Politics is because we have corrupt politicians who want to completely throw one part of the country to the side so they can rule the other. That's why Virginia, which is always the homecoming event for the Democrats, was just lost. Now, New Jersey, I used to work in New Jersey. Jersey's kind of a shithole, to be honest with you. It's a beautiful garden state. I never saw one garden. But that is one of those places where I kind of figured we were going to lose that.
Yeah.
But Dave, to see how close we lost that, we know tampering happened. We know they pulled some November 3rd, 2020 election crap on us. And you know what? That's fine. But the will of the people spoke so loud. The only thing they could do was cheat.
Was cheat. I agree. And don't get me in trouble with the poop. We got the FCC listening, buddy. And after I was talking to Susan Bradford today and the way we got taken off the air, you know they care. Hi, guys. Glad you're listening. But anyway, I totally agree with you. That's an excellent point you made. I don't believe in moral victories. You're talking to an old athlete and an old coach, old college coach. But I got to tell you, Doug, there was still the momentum that we should never have been there. Virginia should not be in Republican hands tonight, and neither should New Jersey have had a challenge the way that they did. And you're right. You said I called this back in April when the school board meetings were going on. I said, oh my gosh, women who hated Trump, the soccer moms hated him, and they're coming out and they're going after the Democrats. And I thought, this is problems. They're making a mistake here. This is only because Garland's little son-in-law and daughter were making tens of millions of dollars on critical race theory, and I'm sure Garland's getting the kickback. And this is the reason we are where we are. Seriously. I mean, calling parents domestic terrorists, could they have screwed that up anymore?
Well, I think they knew exactly what they were doing with that. It's intimidation. This is what happens with
a Gestapo. But they lost an election over it, a major election.
Well, if the intimidation factor didn't work, what is the next thing they can do?
False flags.
Thank you.
Mass death.
It's, you know, I don't say this theoretically, and I don't say this out of hyperbole. We can document, and it is documented, how many different times a serious national crisis-like event happens in the United States around the same time that the Democrats are about to fumble the ball.
Oklahoma City.
9/11.
But I think 9/11 was more the Carlyle group, and we want war in the Middle East, and we have to have an excuse. We got to blame Iraq for what the Saudis did.
Well, don't forget, before 9/11, the Patriot Act was already there.
That's true.
So in order for the government to be able to put their spies into your now smartphone, into your computers, into your lives, where they could put their spies into your lives, they had to have the event. America has a history of rebelling against anyone telling them what to do, and they know that. So how do you unify? You unify under the greatest threat that you could have, this horrific tragedy. Now look, I don't care one way or the other if you believe 9/11 happened, if you don't believe it happened, if you believe it was staged, if you believe it was a true terroristic incident that was well planned, well rehearsed, even though the same terrorists were trained by, you know, the CIA in San Antonio, but we're not going to go into that.
No. It's okay if you mention it, because you're 100% right. I know it's true. I've vetted it.
Well, I've been to some of the locations where someone may or may not have been taught how to fly a plane.
Well, they did it here in Phoenix. In fact, do you want to hear something really funny? I think I'm 99% sure that before 9/11, I was in one of the terrorist houses. It was up near the Anthem area north of Phoenix, in like an extension of the suburbs. And my wife and I were hunting homes. This is before we bought our retirement home where John McCain attacked us. But we went in, and this guy had his picture formerly taken with Bush. And he had stuff in there. The house was vacant. The realtor was vague about what she said they were. I said, Where's the owner? He's from Iraq. And, well, no, he's from Saudi Arabia. Her story changed twice. He's from Saudi Arabia, and he's off on business, and I have to handle everything. He's not here. Blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, are we ever going to get to meet him if we buy the house? Oh, no, you just have to deal with me. I think he was dead, and I think it was one of the guys. And we weren't even allowed to know his name. This is a true story. Who would buy a house from someone and you wouldn't see the principal owner's name and only the realtor has access to all the records? This is a true story, man. And he had a picture with George Bush. I'm not kidding. I could not make this stuff up. And he also had at Gateway Airport in Mesa and Chandler, he had certificates of training. That's where I know they trained two of the terrorists. We don't have their names, but that's what came out. I think I was in this guy's house. Doug, true story, man. True story. And hey, he took a picture with George W. Bush.
You may have slipped into something that you didn't know was supposed to exist.
Listen, I wasn't even in the media at this time. You know, kind of periphery. I'd written a couple articles for Ernie Hancock over in Freedom's Phoenix, but I wasn't in the media. I was a college basketball coach. I was teaching my classes. I didn't need this stuff. But I knew enough. I mean, I knew I had NSA friends and so on. So I knew this wasn't right. And we walked out of there and I told my wife, I said, we ain't buying this house. What? I said, there's something bizarre about this. And I feel the criminal connections. And this was after 9/11. I said, there's something bizarre here. And I don't even want to enter into this stuff.
Well, I mean, we're living in a bizarre world right now. And, you know, to get back to what we were originally talking about is the epidemic of false flags that we have in this country. Me and you could go on and on and on about planned military operations that did happen, were supposed to happen, some that were true false flags that only the Pentagon Joint Chiefs of Staff had the approval of and really the knowledge of, not even the president, really. so we know those things are drafted. They have happened. I have read the white papers on them, and anyone really can go and look this up. You know what to look for. And to think that this current administration wouldn't try to pull a fast one on us, I don't put it past them. I don't put anything past them. You got to understand. People say, well, my government would never do that. They would never risk the lives of American citizens. If our government is more than willing to defend infantile murder, they will kill anyone in this country. The most precious and most innocent and defenseless thing that we have, a baby in the womb, if they're willing to murder that for the altar of science, then they are more than willing to kill any of us to get their end goal. There is an end goal. It is a new world order. Mm-hmm. It is a fiefdom, an antichrist fiefdom that we are speeding towards. And I don't care really if you like it or not. I don't care if you believe Revelation doesn't happen or not. I really don't care. That is what it seems to me. That is the route that we're going, because they're checking off too many of the boxes, right? So for us to even think that they wouldn't try a false flag, a major mall shooting, another school shooting, an airliner to go down somewhere and kill a bunch of people, anything, watch for the next week. Anything that can take the eyes off of what's happening in the media and what the huge, huge disappointment that the clown show, which are the Democrats, just got. I give it an 80% chance that it'll happen. I give you a 70% chance that within the next 96 hours, you might see a firebombing somewhere at any type of Democratic or Republican-based, office
somewhere. To blame Trump supporters?
Yeah, I mean, it's always one or the other, right? Republicans, for the most part, conservatives, for the most part, do not want to go to prison for doing something as stupid as throwing a Molotov cocktail through a window to set a rented-out room on fire that, you know, your Republican candidate used for a couple hours. For the most part, we have morals and ethics, and we have to get up and go to work. You know, we care about ourselves, our lives, and our fellow brothers and sisters, so we typically don't do that. You know, never underestimate the depravity of man. However, that is really something we always see with the Antifa group, with the Black Lives Matter group, with the Black Bloc group. That is a leftist tactic, and that is a it's a how would you say it? Yeah, I'll just go ahead and say it. It's a communist tactic.
Mm-hmm.
The communists use it all the time. You know, they always have to spread fear. They always have to spread propaganda and misinformation. And that, I think, is what we're going to see, because what happened in Virginia and the closeness of what happened in New Jersey is just the beginning of this red tidal wave that will either happen and we will crush the Democrats, and hopefully America's voice will have its last chance to be heard. And we'll be able to fix some things, not everything, but some things. But if we miss this opportunity, we are going to watch this country eat itself. We're going to watch Americans literally go to war with each other. Because as Wrecker predicts, now, you know, I'm not wrong very many times, but I'm wrong here and there. But based off of history, by 2024, if we haven't had one actual civil conflict, I'm going to be greatly surprised. But that really is going to depend on how the governor's races go. That's going to depend on the 2022 re-elections of the Congress. And it really is going. 2022 is going to be a horrific year for America, because we're probably going to see 2020 all over again. The Kyle Rittenhouse thing that's going on right now, you know, that's another thing. That's just one more.
Yeah. Before we go to Kyle, because I do want to hit that, but it's involved, because I have a few feelings on that too. Let's step aside for our first break here. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Wrecker, former DHS, a.k.a. now Doug Thornton, going to have his own show soon. We're working on getting that going, and we'll have all the announcements necessary. We are brought to you by, listen to me carefully, Noble Gold. We are headed for absolute catastrophe with the dollar. This is not fear-mongering, folks. We have $30 trillion of debt. You know they're going to pass some garbage out of Washington. They're going to dress it up like a pig and pretend everything is perfect, and they're going to dump this into the economy. And with the infrastructure hits we're taking with millions of illegal aliens crossing our border, that'll collapse our hospitals, our schools, and so forth. Yeah, you think the dollar is going to survive? It's not. And you have a short window. You have a short window to protect your assets. And if you leave your money in the bank, you're going to get killed. Just like my mom's family, when she was a little girl, they went from riches, very wealthy, very influential relatives of Henry Ford. That's right. Ford, that's right. They're our relatives on my mom's side, and they lost everything because they were stupid. I learned about their investments. Don't do that. Let Noble Gold help you. If you have assets to protect, do what I did. I went from advertiser to customer, and I called 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. And they do not push you. They'll give you free material, and they'll just say, if you have any questions, let us know. And they'll let you off the phone. They're not going to keep you an hour and a half trying to sell you something. They're going to say, this is what we think you should do. Here's some stuff. Think about it. That's what they did with me. I had to push them to close the first deal. Now that they know me. The owner knew me all along as we did advertising agreements together. But now that the clientele there, now the workers know me, you know, they know I work at a pretty fast pace. But they will not push you. I love these guys at Noble Gold. Really, they're my favorite absolute group to deal with. 877-646-5347. Talking to Doug Thornton here. And we're going to get into the Kyle Rittenhouse thing. And I don't, you know, first of all, I think he was stupid for showing up with a gun. I think he was stupid, but that's not criminal. And when you're being chased through the streets by people with guns and you've already been physically attacked with what could have been a deadly weapon, I don't know where self-defense doesn't come in. Because you put yourself in a bad situation doesn't mean you allow yourself to be murdered. And with that, Doug, I'm going to throw it right back to you.
Well, before we get into that, there's something breaking from Project Veritas. Our good, good friends, Project Veritas, probably one of the truest patriot groups in America.
I love them. They do a great job.
They are literally leading the way in unfolding plots from the Democrats. So big shout out to Project Veritas. Go to their YouTube page. You can look at this right now. Illegal New Jersey election worker. I'll let you vote even if you're a non-citizen, non-registered. So what it is an undercover video of what appears to be a man who says he's a Irish immigrant who has a work visa and is requesting a poll worker to give him a slip so that he can cast a vote, even though it's illegal for him to, right? And she said, nope, it's a presidential thing. They're saying he's allowed to vote, so that's not my business, and actually hands him a document that he can vote on. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's a document that he can vote on, and proceeds to go through with it. And it's all captured on undercover film. Now, that's three New Jersey state election violations right there. Yeah. So if this one incident, Dave, was caught at one polling station, how many others? How many, you know, the fact is that there has never been a fair election. Okay, let's just go ahead and just throw that one, you know, out of the bus, because there's never been a fair election. There's always going to be a cheat. There's always going to be someone voting twice. Not that the candidates will support that. Some actually do. And not that some of the candidates will know that it's happening to benefit them or not, right? But we know for a fact that the Democrats do this constantly. I can't tell you how many people's great-great-grandfathers have voted in 2020? That means people from like World War I, World War II were voting. Those people are dead because they're in the cemetery. So, you know, I think that was upwards of like about 80,000 votes from a cemetery. Nationwide. Hey, man, that's a great show up. So we're seeing this happen again. We're going to continue to see this happen. And you have to understand that the Democrats are panicked. They're scared. They see the red tidal wave coming. The only thing they can do is go for high ground, because the tidal wave is going to hit. We're going to flood everything. And even though they may be able to go to their high castles, they may be able to hide from us for a little while. Eventually, they have to come down. Eventually, they have to answer for their crimes. Eventually, America will have its revenge on the people who have tried to enslave and destroy the greatest country the world has ever seen. Right now, we're seeing that happen. Kyle Rittenhouse, this is going to be another one of those turning point events for the future of America. And that's if the Democrats want it to go that way. You may see the beginnings of the 2020 riots in about a couple weeks, maybe less. But you may see the beginnings of that with the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. From the opening statement from the defense attorney, was amazing, looked great, he sounded great, was extremely well done, very confident in his approach, and the judge really applauded him for how he did it, okay? The prosecuting state attorney looked like one of the biggest idiots you've ever seen in your life, to the point that even the judge sitting on the case in front of him on live TV had to stop what he was doing and make fun of him. So that's not good. I've been to some trials, and you know, I've seen attorneys, you know, really show how great they are, or show just how terrible they are. And I think Kyle Rittenhouse has a very good chance of walking out a free man. I don't agree with everything that happened, but you know what? This is America, and eventually someone has to grab a gun and defend other Americans. I don't agree with everything. However, that's not really where my opinion comes in from. My opinion comes to the point that tyranny should not be allowed. Terrorism should not be allowed. And when we allow it, don't go after the people who do your job, police, whenever you refuse to do yours because you're taking orders from a politician. You know, you can face what's the worst case scenario is going to happen, boys. Were you going to get suspended? You know, were you going to get your holiday leave canceled because you decided to get out of the MRAP and go and, you know, shoot some tear gas at people who are lighting cars on fire? You know, to hell with them. Who cares? Who cares? That's what we ended up doing. Oh, the politicians want us to do this. We're not doing that. We're going to uphold the law. What a unique thought in America for policing. Uphold the law. Uphold the thing, the oath that we pay you to do. Okay, if you're not going to do it, and it took a, what was he, 17 at the time? Yeah. It took a teenager to grab a rifle to go and defend another car lot so that that car lot doesn't get burned down. Don't come after that kid who was braver than the politicians, who refused to send the police, who are armed enough and trained enough to take care of the crowd. Don't blame Kyle Rittenhouse. Don't blame Kyle Rittenhouse for being chased down the street by a man who was a convicted pedophile. He went to the insane asylum, was kicked out of there. He was also convicted and went to prison for assault and battery on his, I believe, wife. So that's just one assailant. There's another assailant who had the pistol who was trying to shoot him, and he's a felon. I think he'd been arrested like 20 times.
So he shouldn't have had a pistol in his hand.
Yeah. You know, Dave, honestly, we should create a law that doesn't allow criminals to get access to guns.
No, there is a law. If you are a convicted felon, you can't own a gun.
Yeah, you know, we've tried telling felons that for a long time. Hey, did you know you're not supposed to have this Molotov cocktail on you? Oh, wow, officer, I didn't know. Yeah, man, just go put it in the amnesty bush, and we'll pretend it didn't happen. Wink, wink. No, that's not the way it goes. Crime is always going to happen because criminals will always be here until Jesus comes back and vanquishes anyone who stands in his path. We're going to have crime. And if we're going to have crime, then we need to have police. And if we're going to have police, then take the leash off of them and let them do their job. If they can't do their job, then take the badge off of them and put military on them, because you're giving them orders to where they can or cannot freely think. That's what it's coming to, right? So Cal Rittenhouse was chased down the street by a mob attacking him. Now there's new evidence from the FBI, from a drone, or it was one of their spy planes that's up in the air. And apparently, Kyle Rittenhouse was being shot at. Now, I don't know how definitive that is, but that's the way it's looking right now. There's some thermal imaging video that shows this, and it shows Kyle Rittenhouse being chased by a mob of people. Dave, if I were to throw you in the middle of the dark in a city that's on fire, and I have 100 people with chains, skateboards, guns, and knives, and, you know, whatever, things I can't say on the radio. If they were chasing you down the road and all you had was your AR, because you're a good American, you came there not to get paid to do it, but because you love this country, because you love to protect people, you came there to protect somebody's car lot, and now this crowd's chasing you. They're attacking you. You fell down. They're in your face. They're striking you. Multiple strikes to the head. You know what a good hard strike from a solid object can do to one's mind and to one's mental capability, let alone your physiology. Would you fire? Or would you just say, oh, I surrender. Here's my gun. Please don't shoot me with it. The fact that in America right now, we find this being a horrid crime. And now, you know, of course, here's the quote-unquote dog whistle again. That Kyle Rittenhouse is just another white supremacist. Well, I find that to be quite the fallacy. I find it to be quite the fallacy that there are plenty of people of color who will defend to their death the business that they created. Not the business Obama created, or the business Biden created, or the business Trump created. The business they created, that they catered to, that they babied, that they sacrificed for. You know, when I was at Ferguson, Missouri, when the riots were happening, there was a lady who had, I think it was like a cupcake factory, kind of a little place, right? She was there every day, along with the Oath Keepers, and I believe a couple other groups, making sure no one touched any of the black-owned businesses. Guess what some of the most affected businesses that were burnt down were? The black-owned businesses. So why is that? That's because there's a message being sent to a group of people in this country that, quote-unquote, white supremacy is after you.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. They are coming for us. They're coming for our kids. You couldn't have said it better. We're going to step aside for a real quick break here. Ladies and gentlemen, when they do come for us and they declare martial law, they're going to shut down the communications. They're going to shut down travel. That's the continuity of government plan. And I'm going to ask you a question. If you were in a city and separated by your family and you couldn't call them, would you panic? Yeah. If you were in a mountain canyon and didn't have cell reception, your car breaks down, it's night, and you're not sure about the outside wildlife, would you be a little nervous? Yeah. This is just two of the reasons why you need a sat phone. And people say, you mean it works in those environments? Yeah. If you're outside and can see the sky, you can call. And it's the one thing the government has a hard time dealing with in terms of blocking it. So you're going to have pretty foolproof communications. And I wouldn't have it any other way. And just tell me what I do. People say, Dave, it's too expensive. No, it's not. I pay 1/4 the cost for my sat phone as I do for my cell phone. 1/4. Now, I don't chit-chat on it. You're not supposed to. It's for emergencies. And I'm really highly recommending this. Give them a call at the satellite phone store at 855-980-5830. That's 855-980-5830. And tell them that Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show sent you. And then one more thing. The food supply chain news keeps getting worse and worse, and it's contrived. I published a video on YouTube that showed the Long Beach backup of the ships is a lie. It's a fallacy. We had the proof. but it's being contrived, China, in cooperation with the DNC and the ruling party. They want to create a food shortage, and there's a reason why they're enacting all these taxes so you can't give your farm to your kids. Farm equipment's appreciating at 50%, like the tractors, the big ticket items. We're not going to be able to get food much longer, and guess who you're going to have to go to? Joe Biden, the man who left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines. You want to do that, or do you want to take action now? Yeah, storable food is where it's at. And we're one of the few storable food companies left standing. A lot of them have just gone away because they weren't prepared for what we're going through right now. We are, and we can meet your needs. 25-year shelf life, restaurant-quality food, 2,000 calories per day, $100 sale on the 90-day emergency kit. And you go, I need more in 90 days. Yeah, so you order in stacks. 90 days, 90 days, 90 days, $100 off, $100 off. You get the idea. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And we're preparing with Doug here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we've kind of gone through the Kyle Rittenhouse situation. We've looked at the fact that I think we could effectively say we're entering the epidemic of false flag zones with the Democrats because they're losing their grip on the minds of America. The mainstream media's trust rating right now is 29%. That's right, 71% thinks they're full of bleep. That's right, folks. They're not. People aren't believing the messages anymore, and the left is panicking. Doug, back to you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, one thing, I apologize to all those with sensitive ears because I said a swear word a while ago. Listen, let's be grown-ups here. All right, let's be reasonable, decent human beings for a second. We're being lied to. Our economy is crashing. Prices on food are skyrocketing. The prices on gas is steadily rising. Luckily, the stocks haven't plummeted yet. Luckily, the government hasn't enacted any presidential directives to, you know, seize the bank accounts of every American citizen yet. Those do exist. But be very aware and be very cognizant of what's going on currently within this administration, based off our politics and based off our economy. These things always play off each other. When we talk about false flags, there is always going to be a fog of war-like event where people are going to get a little hazy because you get caught in the minutia of politics. You get caught in the minutia of other nations' politics, or you get focused a lot on the deficit of our economy. While all these things are happening, there are little plans in motion that are putting people and objects in certain places ready for the next chain reaction of events. Now, I can't really go into every bit of that with you right now, because honestly, and not that I wouldn't, it's that we don't know. All right, we don't really know where the false flag will come from. Dave, it could still come from the border. It could come from any city. It could come from any natural disaster. It could come from space. It could come from our economy. It could come from another country. But sure enough, there are plenty of options out there. And when we talk about preparedness and survival, a lot of these guys, they want you within the politics. A lot of these politicians, they want you to stop what you're doing, pay attention to them, and then pay attention to Dancing with Stars, and pay attention to football, pay attention to Halloween, or whatever we call it now. Pay attention to Thanksgiving, pay attention to Christmas, but don't pay attention to what's happening with your neighbor across the street who stares at you every day because you have a MAGA flag. We're constantly getting closer and closer to a civil conflict, which means if you're not prepared mentally, you're not prepared physically, you're not prepared spiritually, and not prepared economically, this is really going to catch you offhand. That's how close we are right now. If you take that 30,000-foot look and you look at this huge puzzle board that is America, and you start putting these little pieces together like what I do, you start to see how the picture becomes bigger and bigger and becomes more clear. The Democrats are losing. They cannot allow how close they cannot allow their claws to be ripped out of the meat and flesh that is America, all right? Because they've gripped it good, and they think they're in so well that America will never be able to let go. But we're proving it wrong at the ballot box. That's going to scare the higher-ups. That's going to scare the elite, and they're going to do something dramatic over it. Dave, we can go 1,000 different directions of what we think could happen, but here are the facts. The facts are they're going to cheat. They're going to rig elections. They're going to use divisive language. They're going to say, hey, look at the economy. Look at how bad Trump was. Look at the border. Look at these guys over in the Middle East. The point of the matter is they're going to tell you to look in every direction except for their corrupt policies. What type of policies are being passed right now within the House? I'm sure it's...
Well, I have an answer for you, partially.
I'm sure there's always something.
Oh, I don't know if you've heard this or not.
Biden wants to give $450,000 to every illegal immigrant
that's
that
one.
Was caught during President Trump's time. Well, if I numbered up my tally for how many times I did that one, we're probably getting into the couple thousand, right? So
billions, dollars. Yeah.
Yeah. Where is that going to come from? Yeah. Is it going to come from your wallet? I've already heard a rumor that it may come from federal retirement of federal employees. You don't spit in the face of the people who protect you and then expect them to like it. What is this guy or what are these people thinking? It can be nothing else more than I have to completely destroy every pillar and foundation of trust and of well-being in this country. And they're effectively doing it.
Yeah, I hear you. I got something for you that may even be worse than that. And now you're thinking, what could be worse? Listen to this. I watched a recording of AOC, and she's going off on homeowners. All you homeowners, all you white people, you're just disenfranchising everybody else. It's white, 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 white. You know the rhetoric. Well, Omar introduced a bill yesterday to the House that gives the government permission to seize your property based on federal equity needs. I'm not making this up. This is true. I'm actually doing a broadcast about it later tonight on our YouTube channel. And I wish I was making this up, Doug. I'm not. InfoWars reported on it. I think Breitbart had something on it.
Is that similar to Germany?
Well, that's it. Listen. When Obama set up the military base in Turkey to funnel in immigrants into Europe, that's when the German, the wonderful German prime minister or president, she turned around and she said, I'm taking your apartment buildings for immigrants. Do you remember that? I wrote about that when it happened.
Yeah.
And
yeah, they kicked elderly people out of apartments.
Out of their apartments for immigrants.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying to you is this is the same thing. And people are going to say, oh, those kooky squad members, that'll never fly, blah, blah, blah. Bull crap. It's already happened in Europe, and now they're trying to bring it here.
Well, the equity program, you also have another program that's being unleashed in the federal government that's quite the same as what we saw in China. And that's the social credit score system, but it's for your bank. So now banks are being faced to have a green credit score, a social media style credit score for themselves and potentially for all the people who bank with them. When you allow the government to dictate who can live where, who can have what bank, you are taking away freedom from Americans. Last time I checked, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights does not give people the permission to become so tyrannical that they effectively take America and they turn it into an imperium, into a kingdom.
Yeah, I agree.
But that's what we're facing. Ilhan Omar is a lie within herself. I mean,
You mean the wife of her brother?
Well,
she married her brother to get immigration status.
Well, I didn't want to go down that road, but since we're down there.
But it's a fact. Listen, it's a public record. She married her flipping brother to become an immigrant in the United States.
God, you're a lot better at this catching your swear words than I am.
Could you tell? There was a catch there, yes. The safety net came out.
I'm doing my best not to throw my phone at my wall right now. I hate the lady. I absolutely hate her. She's unapologetically un-American. She hates everyone and anyone, and whatever. No one cares about you either, Elon. More than likely, any bill that she puts forward, just like that idiot AOC, it's not going to get passed. I mean, you have the squad who is the new and upcoming face of Democrats. That is what we are. We're seeing it now. Wait 5 years from now. There will be more. Because a lot of these Democrats that are in right now are going to age out of the system. And when they age out, there are going to be younger faces coming in. And we know because that's the way the Democrats need it. They need all this to happen before 2024. And then they need to have it happen before 2030. Because 2030, for whatever reason, is magic hour. What I find interesting is that we even give credit to someone like Elon Omar. The whole world hates her, except for her three boring loser friends in the squad. How safe, Dave, is America if we have a Congress field full of AOCs and Elon Omars?
Well, nothing you own will. It's like Klaus Schwab. You won't own anything, and you will
love it.
Yeah, and that's what the squad represents.
Well, there's an old saying, from my cold dead fingers, they'll have to pry 90% of Americans off their land, and that's not a fight that they want. See, as young men die in war, politicians get fat and rich, and they go to these balls and these ballets, and they throw, all these very extravagant parties for each other and give each other these civil awards that don't mean anything. Eventually, the public recognizes that, and sometimes it takes decades. Sometimes it really does take a very long time for the public to wake up and say, oh, man, we're really being screwed. And that's the time that we live in. So people like Elon Omar, and as radical as she is, not very well liked, she'll probably lose in the next campaign. But if she wins, and if AOC wins again, man, that's going to say a lot for us.
Well, I think it'll be a case of dominion overall, read between the lines.
Yeah, more than likely. We have to find a way eventually, Dave, to fix our electoral system. The Department of Homeland Security was tasked with the security of the voting for the nation. And really, that's kind of an unfair gist at DHS, because the voting within itself for every state, for every county, for every polling booth, it's really hard to secure all of that. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to secure every frame. It's really hard to make sure that every person that's there is honest and doing the right thing. Okay, we can say that. But it's not hard to outlaw something. If they outlawed a bump stock for a rifle, which was pretty fun, by the way. They're trying to outlaw suppressors. They want to outlaw guns. They want to outlaw cars. They want to outlaw, electric or gasoline vehicles and implements in California, but we can't seem to outlaw communism or Marxism or CRT or socialism or stupid ideas. So if they won't outlaw it, if they won't get rid of it, then that just shows to me, once again, they want it to happen. They know it's dumb, they know it's wrong, but they know that this is how we destroy America. Jump on the train with me, we're going to Never Never Land. They think they're going to have this communist utopia, which once again in Latin, utopia means a place that cannot exist.
Boy, is that ever true. Doug, we are flat out of time, and I think we've given people a lot to think about here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Doug will be coming to you soon. We'll have information about that when it occurs. It's looking like the landing spot will be Globalstar, and I have an account there. But anyway, we got to run. Doug, thanks for joining us. I'll be talking to you, very shortly. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here on the Common Sense Show.
Thanks, Dave.